Lecture 36, Hitler and the Rise of Nazism in Germany.
Hello. Welcome to our 36th lecture in the series on modern European history. We've been examining the crisis of European politics in the interwar period, examining the emergence of communism in the Soviet Union, the emergence of fascism in Italy, and the crisis of democracy in the Western states, France, England, and in the new emerging democracy of Germany. Mussolini and his black shirts were the first fascist party to seize power in Europe. Adolf Hitler's National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nazi Party, would become the most powerful and aggressive movement of the new right in the interwar years. Yet in 1928, less than 5 years before Hitler's assumption of power, Hitler's National Socialist German Workers' Party, or NSDAP, had less than 3% of the national vote. It was wandering on what almost all observers call the lunatic fringes of German politics. One member of what would be the equivalent of the German FBI observed in 1928, following the 1928 elections, that this was a dynamic party. It had all sorts of ideas about propaganda. It had fanatical leadership. But, as he put it, this was a party that was going nowhere. It had little ability to influence a significant number of Germans, and its political future was cloudy indeed, not very optimistic at all. Within a matter of 2 years, the NSDAP, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, would emerge as the second largest party in Germany. By 1932, it would become the largest. And in January of 1933, Adolf Hitler would be appointed chancellor. How did this happen? How did this remarkable, dramatic turn of political fortune, so laden with consequences for Germany, for Europe, and for the world, come about? How did the NSDAP turn its fortunes from being a minor curiosity on the radical fringes of German politics to being the largest political party in German Central Europe? That will be the theme of this lecture. The German Workers' Party was founded in Munich in 1919. Adolf Hitler, a young German soldier who had been wounded at the front, recuperating in Munich, was sent out to observe the German Workers' Party's meetings. If a party declared that it was going to have an open meeting, the military authorities, still operating under the conditions of martial law, sent out an observer to write up a report on the party. Hitler went to the meeting, listened to the speeches, and joined the party shortly thereafter. Within almost no time, Adolf Hitler assumed the leadership of the German Workers' Party. Hitler himself was not a German citizen. He was an Austrian citizen who had served in the German army. He had absolutely no previous political experience. But in 1919 and into early 1920, Adolf Hitler discovered that he had a remarkable talent for public speaking and an almost innate sense of propaganda and its possibilities. He quickly emerged as the leader of this national German, of this Workers' Party. He changed its name and rewrote its program. He transformed what had been largely a debating society in Munich into an organized political party. One of his first actions upon achieving real control of the party in 1920 was to change its name from the German Workers' Party to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei in German, which would be the source of it being called Nazi. It's an abbreviation or a short of National Socialist. It was a term the Nazis themselves never used. It was almost pejorative. Nazi for National Socialist, Zotzi for Socialists. But the name was extremely important to Hitler because it suggested that this was going to be a different sort of political organization. It was an enigma in German political life, aiming to recruit support from every class, from every region in Germany, drawing on the vocabulary and ideas of both socialism and the Reich.